Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is April here from On for HR and Business Solutions. Happy Talk About It Thursday. Want to welcome you to another fantastic On the Air with All for HR Business. So I hope your day is off to a fantastic start. We are doing well here, with the exception of needing another cup of coffee. Other than that, we're doing fantastic. And we are in our how at risk is your HR is our topic for the month. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. You can absolutely, absolutely feel like calling with your questions at 929-477-3185 is the call-in number. So if you want to write it down, 929-477-3185, the number for you to call in with your questions. So what we have going on today, I hope your month has been well. We are on the downside of the, on the downside of 2018. So if you haven't, you should have all of your projects pretty well completed or at least started for the year, your HR projects, whether your handbook should have been updated by now, unless you're like on a fiscal year. You still have time. There's no way to it. You still have time to get that done. And so we're talking about at risk. How your HR this month. And so we've been talking about things such as your hiring process, hiring and onboarding, discrimination in your workplace, labor relations in your business this month. And we've been offering all kinds of strategies and asking you questions that you should be asking yourself about your company. Okay, because that's what we're here for. We're here to help you ask the difficult questions about your company. And so the questions that you should be asking yourself, and some of them are not so easy to ask, but they are questions that you should absolutely 100% be asking yourself for the protection of your employees and your company and your clients, right? So in the general scheme of things, you want to make sure that you are protecting yourself against any liability. We've been talking about different audit questions I've been posting on the social media all month. If you have not had a chance to, please join our Facebook group, All for HR Works for You. If you are a small business owner and you currently do not have an HR department in place, you definitely want to join our Facebook group, absolutely. In our Facebook group, we have other like-minded individuals. We're sharing strategies and stories and just uplifting and building each other. It's always wonderful to sit and have conversations with other like-minded individuals, business owners, that oftentimes are experiencing the same challenges that you are experiencing in your business. So a lot of times you can kind of put your head, we can put your, you know, put our heads together and come up with solutions for problems in your workplace. We're always geared toward building and empowering our employers and empowering our employers to empower their employees. Okay. We are we have our Facebook Live on every Tuesday, 7 to 8 o'clock, and feel free to join us for that. Again, every Tuesday is our Facebook Live, 7 to 8. So we're going to switch up the platform a little bit so we can kind of reach different audiences as well. But you can always go to our Facebook page. You can always, of course, when you go there, make sure you like the page. But you can always go there and drop questions in our Facebook group, or if you haven't joined our group, you have to join it first. Then you can post questions, and we can help. If you have questions about Offer HR and Business Solutions, please feel free to visit our website at all4hr.net, and you can ask questions right online, folks. Right online, you can submit a question online. We have, like, the little telephone online. It's so cute. It says, let's talk. So guess what? You can go right on there and click on online, and guess what? Get live chat support. How about that? Be sure to also... Be sure to also follow us on Twitter at All4HR. Follow us on Instagram at All4HR. Facebook, All4HR and Business Solutions, LLC. And Tumblr is All4HR. Pinterest, All4HR and Business Solutions. LinkedIn, All4HR and Business Solutions. We have actually have a group on LinkedIn as well. And Google Plus, All4HR and Business Solutions. So, and we have a YouTube channel. So we have a lot of different, we're on social media. We're easy for you to find us. So you can never say you don't know where we are. Okay. We have the little thing that's going around, the little guy speaking, the little gold guy, which I absolutely love. It says, you don't have to do it alone. So there you go, folks. We are easily accessible to you. So, again, our topic for the month is how at risk is your HR? And we've been sharing tips all month we've been sharing tips. And I love sharing tips and strategies with you so that you can see, you know, some questions you may forget about or you may not think about. You know, as a small business owner, sometimes we're handling everything on our own. You know, you may have some support, but it takes more than just administrative support to run a great HR and to really invest and build and empower your employees. That's what we're here for. That's what we do for our clients, and that's what we do for you. So we've been sharing our different strategies, questions that you should be asking yourself about work-life balance, dependent care programs, employee handbooks, policies and procedures, training and development, and work development and workplace violence safety. We've been sharing all kinds of things. And you go in our Facebook group, all of these questions are posted there. So you can, a question comes to mind, ask yourself, where does your company set with regard to this particular HR issue or variable? I love the word variable. So whether you have a work-life balance program in place and or a dependent care program, okay, these are those two, work-life balance and dependent care programs, those are variables, HR variables, that actually help build your employees. They reflect how much you truly appreciate your employees. Because working with your employees you're not just concerned with them doing a good job, but they're helping in their wellness as well, right? So those variables there are strategies and programs that you can put in place in your company that don't necessarily cost you anything, okay? All you do is you put the program together and, you know, you offer to your employees. If you have questions about such a program, shoot us an email at allforhr@allforhr.net. That's all number four, allforhr.net. Or you can go online and ask a question. You can also call our hotline at allforhr. Whew, got to take a breath there. That was a mouthful. 844-4-HR and press option 2. That's our hotline. So you can actually leave a question there. And if someone doesn't immediately pick it up, someone will call you back within 24 hours. So how about that? One of the key focuses of our HR our HR risk management is the employee handbook. If you have questions, please feel free to give us a call. Remember, the number is 929-477-3185. That is the call-in number for you to call in. And if you have a question. So how cool is that, right? I'm sorry, I'm looking at something going, wait, what? but those are, these are key points of your HR folks that when you are laying this type of, the foundation for your organization, every organization starts small. And how large your company gets, well, that's up to you, right? No matter the size, though, let me say that, no matter the size, you want a great workplace culture, you want a safe workplace, you want happy employees, because happy employees, what? Make happy bosses, right? Right? Happy business owners. And happy clients. Okay? So, in talking about the handbook, we've been talking about the employee handbook, been sharing questions all month about the employee handbook, and so some questions that you should be looking at, and these are in regards to the new updates for the handbook for 2018. Okay, I hate the word. Make sure you post, you put certain policies in your handbook. And these are policies that are protecting, again, the organization as well as the employees, right? I was up late, folks. I'm not boring myself. I was up late working on a project. I hope I'm not boring you as well, or either. So, in your policy, in your handbook, about if you have not updated your rules about or your policies and procedures about abuse in your company. So there are some policies that should be updated or in your handbook, okay? And so there, the National Labor Relations Board has made a lot of changes with regard to the language in handbooks. And so there are some terms that should not be used in, or used in your handbook, okay? So with regard to confidentiality, which is really huge, I always talk about it's very important to make sure, and these are policies that everyone should be exercising, and that's one of the reasons that I always say a lot of that when you are doing your when you're bringing new people on board, you should make sure that you're doing an onboarding, a new hire orientation, and so that you are bringing to the forefront, bringing the focus on, although all of the policies are important, you should bring to the forefront the more prevalent policies and procedures, and especially ones that you perhaps have seen in your workplace that you know are violations. Bring those to the forefront in your presentation. And this should be done at least once a year. Not only with your new hires, folks, but with your current staff. Every year, at least once. Because every year, you're going to update your handbook. There's no way around it. If you are operating according to the rules and regulations of your state, whichever state it is, laws are constantly changing, okay? And so you are every year your handbook is going to change. Something is going to change. In fact, some things change more than once in a year. And some things, they change. The rules are applicable, you know, maybe different at different times of the year. But when you update your handbook, make sure that you are doing your presentation and letting your employees know that these are the changes in the organization, so that your employees know how important it is that not that you're trying to control, but again, policies and procedures are for the protection of your employees and your organization and your clients. So you want your employees to know how important it is and how your company stands on its policies and the adherence of so. The reason being is it lets employees know, you know, we all want perfect employees, or to a certain extent, nobody's perfect, but great employees. And so we want to make sure that everyone knows the principles and the values of the organization. So when you're in an employees are in an organization that policies and procedures and the changes in front of the employees, and I'm not saying drilling them, that's not what I'm saying, but keeping employees abreast of the changes, it reiterates the importance of the stance that your company has, the importance of how you value your employees, versus an organization that chooses not to talk about sexual harassment, not to address violations as they happen. When violations happen and they are not addressed, they're going to happen again. So these are things that we want to, these are the ground, this is the ground that you want to lay, that we are a company that values our employees, empowers our employees, and protects our employees. And our employees value our organization, and they reciprocate the same respect that they get from their place of employment. Again, versus it being a company that, and I've had clients that says that have took the stance that, you know, we don't need to talk about sexual harassment because if we don't talk about it, we don't need to put that in the handbook, because if we don't put it in the handbook and it happens, they can't say that they violated a policy that was not there. Well, first of all, that's a federal law. Sexual harassment is federal. And so, second of all, ignorance is no excuse. So it's better that you train your employees on how to deal with certain situations so they are protected. Okay, and you can go and you're protecting them, and they're protecting the organization. So we have to keep these things in the forefront, folks. So with regard to confidentiality, this one of the new regulations, and if you haven't, there's a great article on HRMorning.com, who I actually would love. They're discussing the language that it's considered as illegal. You know, it's really, again, things that as an employer or a business owner, especially a small business owner, it takes a lot to, you know, it takes some time to look these things over and prepare yourself and make the necessary adaptions or deletions to your handbook and addressing your staff accordingly. You know, the rules regarding confidentiality is a very good one, because confidentiality is something that's very rigid. There's not a lot of wiggle room when it comes to confidentiality, right? It's simple, like, this is not to be disclosed. And that's it. It's cut and dry. Whatever that information is, that's it. Okay. And so do not discuss customer or employee information outside of work, including the phone numbers and addresses. Okay. So that language under the NLRB now is considered as illegal. It's considered as being overbroad. Okay. With regard to, employee information. And so the legal language to use is no authorized disclosure of business secrets or other confidential information. Okay? How about that? So we have some things that are going to go out in the next day. And in the next couple of days, we're going to really rev up our risk management month, but understand that July 31st is not the end of it's not the end of HR risk management, okay? Because we're all month being compliant under state and federal regulations and laws does not go from July 1st. That is, it's ever growing. It's constant, right? Staying compliant is something that we are faced with every single day. Okay. Another confidentiality clause that may be in your, you may be utilizing in your handbook is to never publish or disclose the employer or another's confidential or other proprietary information. Never publish or report on conversations that are meant to be private. Now, under the LL and under, according to the NL, National Labor Relations Board, the reference to another's information is there's not enough clarification. Okay. And so that has been, they've changed the wording for that, that clause or that language in your employee handbook. And so the legal language is misuse of unauthorized disclosure of confidential information not otherwise available to persons or firms outside the employer is cause for disciplinary action or termination. Okay, so we're talking about the language, how certain language has been in the handbooks and how the wording may be too broad, and so the National Labor Relations Board has made some changed the wording around for different policies in the handbook. Okay, how about that? Does that sound good? This is a good one. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at All for HR. We're like taking our little half hour break here. To call us on our All for HR is on Twitter. We're on Instagram at All for HR. And small business owners, not just small business owners, HR professionals, don't forget to join our Facebook Live at All for HR Works for You. We have great information in there, and you're talking to other small business owners and some HR professionals, but we're really growing our Facebook group and as a community, a HR community, a community where small business owners can go and talk with and feel comfortable sharing their HR challenges, their business challenges, employee challenges. Whatever challenges as a business owner you have, we are working to help you to resolve whatever issues those are. And so it's a great platform. And so we welcome you. We definitely welcome you. We are on Instagram at All for HR. We are on LinkedIn at All for HR. We also have a group on LinkedIn as well. And we are on Pinterest at All for HR and Business Solutions, Tumblr, All for HR, Google Plus, All for HR and Business Solutions. The call-in number, if you have a question about HR risk management, something that may you may be experiencing in your organization, you can give us a call at 929-477-3185 is our call-in number. Again, 929-477-3185. Is a call-in number if you have an HR question. And again, this month we've been focusing all month and so we have been talking about risk management all month, HR risk management rather, and how to audit or even kind of, you can actually, there is really, I know it's, you're very, as a small business owner, you're very busy. There's really not a lot of room. There's no excuse for not being compliant. There are tons of tools at agencies and companies that are working with you every day to make sure you are compliant, your employees are safe, your customers are safe. And so, again, companies are helping you to make sure that your policies are right, your onboarding are practices are right, your performance management. I sure hope you are exercising performance or rewards program in your organization. It's very important. And as well as bring health and wellness in your organization. Because happy employees are healthy employees, or healthy employees are happy employees. Yeah, either or. So you want to make sure that you are doing the things that you need to make sure you're compliant, correct? So in terms of human HR risk management, of course, the process is broken into specific HR activities, right? Job analysis, right? Writing job descriptions, hiring, your orientation, training, employer-employee interactions, performance appraisals, compensation, and discipline. So those are the areas that the process is broken into. And failure to carry out those activities successfully creates a risk that oftentimes ends up in results in penalty, and it can end up in a resulting penalty and harm or harm. So job analysis. Let's take a look at that for a moment, okay? So job analysis is when you're determining the skill requirements for a job and who's the person that's the best fit for that position. And so, for instance, in filling a firm position, the emphasis on filling a position on a firm, in a law office, in a manufacturing company, wherever that, whatever industry, it's on the needs of the position, not who wants to be promoted or who's the quickest hire, who's the most available to start. And oftentimes that's how companies get into trouble, because they're looking at the person that is maybe the quickest. They want to fill this position right away. So they're taking the first person that applies, right? And so the tasks that have to be carried out, they accomplish a goal for the company. And determining the duties and the skill requirements is critical to you putting the person that is the best fit. Let me say this: the person has to not only be a good fit for the position, the person has to be a good fit for the organization as well. Okay. So when you talk about job descriptions, we always talk about job descriptions. You're summarizing the employee and the employer, what the job entails, respective of both, okay? And so that you in the job description, you're talking, you're describing the title, the duties, the compensation, the skill set, the knowledge, and the abilities that are needed to effectively and successfully do the job. Okay. So you want to keep that in mind. If you have any questions about job descriptions, be sure to email us at offerhr@offerhr.net or go, you can go live on the website and ask a question, or you can call our hotline. Okay? So hiring is another HR management activity that has to be is very critical to growing an organization, because you have to hire the right fit. And so, again, when you're conducting your job analysis, that's why I believe in a job analysis should be conducted for each position every year. Because sometimes if they've changed, okay, if the position has changed, sometimes during the course of the year, employees are given more tasks and duties, or certain job duties or tasks change. They're taken away, they're given, they may share the job with someone, so two people may be doing the job, the position, because it may entail that. So it's important that you make those changes in your job description every year, because that's a way to get in some trouble if you are steadily adding job duties and tasks to someone who didn't sign on for this. And so you are, and you're kind of, you know, you're setting yourself up for a problem. So you have to have that discussion with your employees when you're adding job duties and tasks. You have to have that discussion with them. And if that, make sure that as you are piling on, hopefully you're not, but as you are adding jobs and tasks to a particular employee's job description, that you are updating that job description and that person is qualified, and you're not just giving it to them because they're there, okay? If you're changing the job description or the task, you need to first update the job description, speak with that employee, and make sure that person is required, because you might need to change position. So when you're doing, when you're conducting the audit, an HR audit, okay, you're seeing the importance of if an employee is efficiently completing a position, are they struggling with that position? And if so, how? How are they struggling, and what you can do to change it? You may have to change those job duties. You may have to switch the position with someone else. Whatever that particular situation is, you don't want to put you don't want to put your company in the position of not knowing exactly job duties and skills or job duties and tasks you're giving to employees who may not be required or not, you know, be qualified to those positions, and or if you're adding stress to this person, you need to make sure that you as an employer are doing the right thing by your employees, okay? And in today's market, you know, the market is tight. It's tight for labor, And across all industries, really, but in the lower pay grades, the market is even tighter. So you still need to make sure that you are getting the best fit, not just for the position, but for the company. Because I've seen people bring people in, and they have the skill set, but they're not getting along with anybody. That's why it's important that you check references. A lot of people have gotten away from that. Check your references. And when you're interviewing, ask the difficult questions of the applicant. If you are getting a gut feeling about an applicant, trust it. It's there for a reason. Okay? A position has to be, during the hiring process, described carefully and creatively to your applicant. And you have to carefully choose the right fit for your company for it to be a successful relationship. It's not going to automatically just be a successful relationship. With regard to hiring, the orientation and training. This is one area that I'm very critical on as well. I was talking to a young man at a round table a couple months ago, and he said, I don't know, I think they have 16 people at their company. And he said, I give the people, when I bring them on, I give them the employee handbook. I don't know if they're reading that employee handbook. That's what he said. I don't know if they're reading it. How do we know? Well, I'm going to tell you how you know. Because you don't just submit that handbook to that the new hire. A new hire orientation should be mandatory for everyone. Care how high up the position is, everyone should have a new hire orientation. Orientation, it socializes people to the new business, and it introduces them to your company's mission, your history, and your culture. And it gives them essential information to get them started. Training is so important. Whether a person comes with experience in that position, which they should, unless it is an entry-level position, you still should do training. You should be training them on things not just about the job, but about the company as well, okay? The training, will give your new hire, knowledge and skills and the abilities necessary to effectively do that job. Here's another one. Day-to-day employer and employee interaction. Yep, that's one. That's the issue to be audited. Okay, if you are seeing confrontation, if you are seeing you're getting bad feedback, if you are noticing things in your organization, or you're hearing bad feedback, that's a problem. Something's going on. Do not be the ostrich to stick your head in the sun, folks. Something's going on, and you should recognize that before it gets out of hand, okay? And so when we talk about and employee interaction, we're talking about the leadership. We're talking about the motivation of your employees and your management. And communication. that builds on the hiring and the orientation and the training. So when you bring folks, bring new hires on, introduce them. Make sure they have a buddy, somebody that is knows their position, someone that knows the position that's being done. So preferably someone who's done the position. That's not always going to be applicable, but if you are bringing a new hire on, and you should absolutely put them with a buddy, make sure that person knows something about that position, the buddy, okay? And so that they're not, boy, the new hire feels welcome and they're being acclimated to the business. So don't just put them with a buddy of someone that, oh, that person is nice, but knows nothing about the organization or doesn't is not willing to share about the information, the organization. You're not looking for someone who's sharing the latest gossip in the company, okay? You want someone who knows the company, who respects the company, and cares about the company to act as your buddy, the buddy for your new hire. Performance appraisal and compensation and discipline are areas that you should also be looking at. Okay. And so the performance appraisal, you know, is continuous. It's not the employment is continuous. So you're not just doing a yearly appraisal, but it should be done more than once. And folks, if someone's doing a good job or does a good job on an assignment or on a project or does over and beyond on, you know, in a particular instance, don't wait until the yearly performance appraisal to let them know and praise them. Tell them then, and, you know, let others know this person went above and beyond. A lot of times the appreciation goes a long way, a very long way, okay? Your performance appraisal should include identifying your corrective actions, whatever may be necessary, and letting employees know necessary steps they can take to advance in the company, or not even just to get to advance, but just to grow professionally. You know, be sure to empower, not just do an appraisal for your employees, but empower your employees, okay? So compensation, this is a gut one. Still got a few minutes to call in. You know I get going, folks. 929-477-3185 is the call-in number. We have a few minutes left for you to call in with your HR risk management questions. So in your compensation, monetary and non-monetary rewards received by your employees, you don't have rewards don't have to do not always have to be monetary. They can be a card, they can be a gift card, it can be a thank you. Okay, appreciation goes a long way. A simple thank you can mean so much to your employees. So many employees go above and beyond. And I'm going to tell you something, and everybody knows this, but employees, I sounded like, anyway. An An employee will take a pay cut and go to a company. A good employee will take a pay cut and go to a company where they are appreciated, rather than stay at a company where they are making more money but are shown no appreciation. Keep that in mind. Okay? Make sure you are giving credit where credit is due for your employees. And discipline. Make sure you are giving or you are conveying the company's expectations of your employees to them, and find out what are their expectations for the company. It's a two-way street. But you want to, in terms of discipline, you know, you want to convey the, you know, that's why I always talk about the rules and the policies and the procedures when you're working with employees, to make sure there's consistent positive behavior with regard to the employer, to the employee, and vice versa. Okay? Make sure you as a company, as a business, are being consistent in your behavior towards your employees, because it will reciprocate the same. Make sure you're consistent. And when things happen that require disciplinary action, make sure that you are addressing them at the time. You are keeping clear and concise and detailed records, not on a sticky note, but you have a human resource information system that you are using. Okay? So that you are protecting yourself and protecting your employees. Absolutely. They're according to the offenses. There's a first, there's a second, there's a third, there's a fourth offense. And all of these things are tied into the performance evaluation. So you don't want to have an employee with a disciplinary problem or have done something that requires disciplinary action, and you don't take any disciplinary action, and then at the time of the performance appraisal, the yearly appraisal, when there are raises, because of what you did on this a couple months ago, we didn't give you the full raise. We gave you a 1% instead of a 2%. And they go, wait, you never said anything about that. That can leave you open for legal action. Okay? So we're talking about how at risk is your HR all month. We are winding down the month. We only have 5 more days left. I'm still going to be sharing some tips with you, offer HR business solutions. Oh, yes, yes, yes. If you have questions, absolutely. Again, you can go live on the website and ask questions. You can call us on the hotline, 844-4-ALL-4-HR. Option 2. Remember to follow us on Pinterest and Offer HR and Business Solutions. We're on Tumblr and Offer HR, Instagram and Offer HR. We're on LinkedIn at Offer HR and Business Solutions. We have a group there and a business page. And we have a Facebook page. So drop by and like our Facebook page. And, again, I can't emphasize the importance of, if you are a small business owner, you want to join the group. Offer HR works for you. Okay? We share great information. We share our thoughts in the group. And we're always there to empower and build each other up. You are not in this alone. Okay? That's what we're here for. We're here to help you. You're not in this alone, folks. If you're a small business owner and you're doing it all by yourself, or if you have, you know, whatever your problem, your situation is, I can't express the benefits that you'll get from joining the group, okay? So follow us on Google Plus. Twitter is All for HR. Thank you for joining us on the show. All for HR and Business Solutions. Don't forget, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Okay, one more time, folks. Business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Thank you so much for joining. I will see you on Tuesday, 7 to 8, for our Facebook Live. I thank you for joining you. I want you to have a wonderful Talk About It Thursday. Happy Talk About It Thursday, everyone. Until next week, I will see you on the air with All for HR Biz. Have a wonderful HR day, folks.